Dane Zorko's just walked out ahead of the warm-up to join us. Dane, welcome to AFL Nation.
How are you, lads?
You feeling it on this Friday night as we get toward the peak of the home and away season?
Yeah, well, hopefully the crowd fills in a little bit. She's a bit bare at the moment, but fingers crossed she fills up.
What sort of form are you in? Two great quarters against Richmond, three great quarters against Carlton. How close to peak are you?
Yeah, well, we've obviously been speaking about it for about 4 or 5 weeks that we want to start playing our best football towards the back end of the home and away season, and I think we've seen that in patches. Unfortunately, we weren't able to hold on against Richmond, but it was a much better showing last week against Carlton. There was plenty to like offensively and defensively. There was just that lapse in the last quarter, which we rectified late and were able to pull away again. But, certainly we feel as a group that our best football is still in front of us and we're building towards that.
How's the coach going, Dane? He's had a difficult year. You've been up and down with your form. You've been at the top of the ladder. You've lost a couple. You've been killed by COVID. You've missed a couple of close ones, unlike last year where you got a couple of close ones. But he's held his manner publicly at least pretty strong.
Yeah, he has. I mean, he's getting greyer and I think there's a lot of hair falling out. So I'm a little bit concerned for him. But yeah, look, I think the way he's coached us has been consistent throughout the whole year. We've added things to our game plan on the back of last year's final series, and there's obviously going to be a teething period with that. But overall, I think he's done a fantastic job again with our group. As you said, we've had plenty of adversity to face throughout the season. Yep. That's one thing we spoke about in our off-season is we wanted to deal with those moments better throughout games and weeks, and we've got him right at times and we haven't, so there's still plenty of room for improvement. But, I think he's handled himself really well and hopefully we can start playing our best footy for him.
Dane, there was sentiments a couple of weeks ago that you guys struggled at the G, but more so diving deeper into that is your record on the road. Do you hold any concerns with that? Is there anything you're trying to change up, focus on to perform at your best when you are particularly travelling to Melbourne?
Yeah, not really. I guess it was out that we couldn't win at the G or we didn't play well there, and I feel as though we answered that pretty convincingly in the first half, and unfortunately, for whatever reason, we weren't able to go on with it. But I feel like that's sort of quashed a little bit. Our form on the road's actually been pretty good. I think the only games we've lost have been at the MCG. We went down to Fremantle over there, and of course Hawthorn. But in all those games, we've been, apart from the Melbourne game, we've been right up to it. So for whatever reason, we haven't been able to go on with it, but we've addressed it, we've spoken about it, and it's over to us now to go out and execute, and I've got great belief in this group that we can get the job done.
How good is and can be Kitty Coleman? There's a few people in the media already trying to claim him as my boy and all that, and you can see why. What he does when he's not cramping is pretty awesome.
Yeah, well, if he didn't cramp against Richmond, it might have been a different story, so I've let him know about that. But he's a fantastic young player, and he's still growing and improving, and I think with the likes of Daniel Rich down there, and he's had Hodgie and Bruce, Grant Birchall, Bruce, and Cameron Bruce, who was with him as well. He's just growing every week. So we're wrapped with his development and what he's been able to do. He'll continue to work on his tank over the off-season. That's one area that he's identified that he can improve on as well. So we know what he can do with the ball. But I guess for him tonight, it's about locking down his opponent and he can build off the back of that.
What about your own development, Dane? You started the season as a halfback. It was an experiment that it paid some dividends, but you've pushed your way back into the midfield and forward of that.
Yeah, well, I guess Kitty coming back into the side sort of forced my hand to go back into the midfield and forward. And, it's been a little bit injury interrupted, which has been a little bit disappointing, but I feel like I'm over that now, which is, for the mind, really relieving. And I guess going forward now, I just got to keep building my base, and I felt over the last 2 weeks I've been able to do that. Been on the end of some nice passages of play for us, so fingers crossed I can keep building on that. But as Faye said, we wanted to add a lot of flexibility into our playing group last year. I've been able to do that. I can play multiple positions now for the team if needed, and I think we've probably seen that over the last fortnight as well.
Your partner in crime, Lachie Neal is in incredible form. Is this a better year than his Brownlow year, you think?
Yeah, without a doubt. I don't know if there's been a better player in the comp this year, for sure. I think his ability to work, even with a tagger hanging onto him all day, it's just been phenomenal. And I reckon there's been countless times that I've been in the midfield with him and he's just run past me like I'm glued to the ground, just trying to get things going for us. And that's probably a little bit of a difference of what it was in his Brownlow year. I think you know, he probably just hunted in and around the contest and got his disposals in around that. But this year he's been able to get on the spread. He's hit the scoreboard. It's been really influential and so infectious for our group.
How did you find the Paddy Cripps decision? The third one.
Well, I mean, it is what it is. But, you know, we're obviously without Cal Archie for the next 2 weeks with concussion. So, it didn't look great. Obviously, there's angles that say that it's all clear and that's all we can go by. We can't really worry about that now. But, yeah, it's
interesting. Were you confused by it or were you enlightened by it?
Yeah, a little bit. I guess you just got to look at recent instances where people have been hit in the head and the guys have automatically got weak suspension. So, I guess from a player's point of view, we just want consistency. If that's the precedence, and that's the precedence.
100th game as captain, we better let you go and lead the warm-up. Thanks a lot, Dane.
Legends, cheers.